If you need freedom, save it. He's a prison-shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Welcome to the Overcomers Radio Hour with Sean Ryan and friends. Please feel free to call us at 609-614-3801 so we may assist you in overcoming life-controlling issues. Here's Sean Ryan.
We've all run things we know just ain't right.
Hey, sing it, Sean.
Yeah, it's a better life. It's a better... Oh, okay, sing. Anyway, welcome to Overcomers Radio Hour, where hope is...
alive and well.
Did you hear that, people? Hope is still alive and well. Nothing has happened to it. You know why? Because Jesus is alive, brothers.
That's right.
All right? He ain't going nowhere.
Hallelujah.
Right?
We're all well.
That's right. He is. Hope is alive and well because Jesus is alive and well. It's Friday night. Let me just tell you what I just did.
Yeah.
Okay? First of all, let me introduce my boy before I... Let me get this out of the way. My boy, Coleman, the real deal.
The real deal.
Wallace. He's in the house tonight, people. Coleman, tell everybody to say hello.
Hey, good evening, everyone out there in Overcomer Radio Hour Land. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for Facebook watching.
Carl, whatever. Thanks for telling me I look sharp. I'm going to tell you why I look sharp because I just came out. And we also have Coleman's Uncle Tom's in the house tonight chilling with us. Tom, tell everybody, say hello.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, there we go. So we got Tom, Coleman, and me. It's a great Friday night. So let me just tell you where I just came from. You want to know where I just came from?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just came from the most awesome party I've ever been to in my life, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the Tim Tebow Night to Shine party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you ever heard of that?
I heard of that.
Okay, yeah. So that is, you know, I have this thing online. Let me just pull this over here. Let me explain what this is real quick so we can show everybody who's on the radio or on Facebook Live. Go ahead. What do you got?
Tim Tebow sponsors this, right?
Yeah, he put this together. You know, if everybody knows who Tim Tebow is, Tim Tebow is... The football player / baseball player / announcer / man of God / 2-time national championship champion, Heisman Trophy winner. I could go on
baseball
and on.
Player.
Baseball player. Just an all-around great guy. So my wife said I'm not on Facebook Live. I'm on Facebook Live, babe. What you talking about? I can see myself right there. Everybody saying hi.
Willis?
What you talking about? Maybe she's wrong. Hopefully she could try it again. Looks like I see Lucy waving. How you doing? So, Tim Tebow Foundation, right? So, Tim Tebow Foundation was... Let me explain how this started. Apparently, he was in a village, right? And a guy named Sherwin he met was born with his feet on backwards, and he was viewed as a curse in the village. So, when the people saw him hold Sherwin, they realized the good news of Jesus applies to everyone, right? And that was his passion... to get this thing started, right? So in 2010, he created the Tim Tebow Foundation with a mission to bring faith, hope, and love to those needing a brighter day in their darkest hour. See, the Christian faith, he says, is about loving Jesus and loving people, and that is what we're trying to do with his foundation and all the outreaches. So what they do is they get together, and once a year in February, they put a big night on, like almost like a... a prom, which I never went to, by the way. This is actually the first prom I've ever been to.
Really?
I never made a prom.
Oh, wow.
Now, first of all, I went to the LCA.
Oh, yeah.
We don't got proms.
No prom.
We have, I forget what they're even called, but it's like a banquet thing. It's cool, it's good, but it wasn't like this. All right? So they put this prom, graduation, whatever thing you want to party on once a year in February, right? And they do it worldwide, okay? It's called Night to Shine. And let me tell you, it was a blast, okay? We had a great time. And it's for, people who they say have disabilities. But I'm going to tell you what, all the people I was with tonight, I couldn't tell that. They're better than me.
Right.
Out dancing me, out everything. My boy, let me tell you who my partner was, my buddy was, right? Michael Conti, okay? Michael Conti was... I got to be with him the whole night, right? Because they assign people, you can hang out. And let me tell you, first of all, he came in dressed in fly, okay? He had this red suit on, right?
Uh-huh.
Red bow tie with some black striping around the side, right? Shoes all decked out, okay? Then I come to find out, I'm there with him, what's going on? He's telling me he loves, first of all, he's a DJ, right?
Oh.
He's like 20, I think he said he was 23 years old, right?
Right.
23, 24, something like that. He's a DJ, loves basketball. And then I come to find out, I'm like, we're talking about what we're going to do. He's like, my girlfriend's here. I'm like, what?
Where?
So his girlfriend's there. I'm like, where's she at? So he goes, and she's right there. Her name's Brielle. I'm like, okay. So he takes me over to her. I'm like, wow, she's pretty. I said, okay, Michael. Now she, and plus, she's 2 years older than him. I'm like, so you, I'm like, you got a pretty girl and she's older than you? He said, yes, I do. I said, my boy, right? So we got together and then we just started partying. And then we met Baquan. Now, let me tell you a little about Baquan, right? Baquan, my man knew how to dance, yeah. Right? What? Did he know how to dance? He was on the dance floor the whole entire night. He would take a break, come back, eat, go back on the dance floor.
So was and he rip it up. The rug or was he
listen,
just cutting it up?
He wasn't just cutting rug. He was burning grooves in the rug, my man.
Okay.
Right?
Right?
Michael was getting it. Soon as we get in the line for the food, Michael decides, we're in the line for food. He's holding his plate. I'm holding my plate. Here comes the music. It's all going. And then they, you know, he split up and they have like a line dance thing kind of going on. So, you know, you go down the center.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Soul
so for, that's right. So all of a sudden it's me, Michael, Baquan, Brielle, and I think Ashley. We had Ashley Quest there too. She was very cool too. We're all standing in line right there. And then there goes Baquan. Baquan's like, I can't wait no more. I'm going to dance in the line, right? So Baquan's boom, boom, dancing down the line, going crazy, right? And then Michael sees him and Michael's like, that's it, we're going. I'm like, what? He goes, come on. He gives me his plate. So I'm holding the plates, right? Mm-hmm. And it's me and Michael, and bam, we're dancing down the line. Everybody's screaming, cheering. Michael's cutting the rug up. I still got plates in my hand. But man, it was fun, bro. Okay? I danced the entire night. So did Michael. We had a... I'll tell you what. It was one of the better nights of my life. Mm. It really was a good time. Now, I haven't danced like that. My feet, let me tell you, my right foot feels like it's going to fall off.
Oh.
Okay? It is.
We can't have that.
My big toe is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I mean, it is throbbing. But let me tell you, we had a good time. It was me at my table. It was me, Michael, his girlfriend. We had Maria, and then we had Baquan, and then we had Ashley. And then we had another Karen, and I can't remember who her buddy was, but
so was Ruben there? Was he taking pictures?
Yo, let me hold on. First of all, let me tell you about Pastor Ruben. Okay,
all right.
Ruben was definitely taking pictures,
uh-huh.
But Ruben can cut up the dance floor. Okay,
oh, really? Yo,
the Puerto Rican came deep from in within him, right?
Okay,
and he just started. I mean, what? I'm like. You gotta be kidding! I mean, my man can groove.
Oh,
I mean, I'm an okay dancer. I got a little rhythm for a white guy. You know what I mean? But you know, Ruben's Puerto Rican, but he looked like a white guy.
Right.
But let me tell you, my man can cut up the dance floor. Wow. He's smooth on that floor, man.
Okay.
Yeah,
I gotta check this out.
Yo, listen. All you gotta do is follow somebody from our church. There was everybody's phone and their mom's videotape, except for me, of course, is videotaping Ruben. Or, you know, recording Ruben while he's dancing. So trust me, if you just go through Facebook a little bit,
all right,
you will definitely see Ruben dancing.
All right.
And then Pastor Russ came.
Oh, word.
Yeah, he was there the whole night. Now,
tell me Pastor Russ was dancing.
He definitely was dancing. Okay.
Yes.
He's more on my level when it comes to dancing. But right. He did a great job. I mean, we had a lot of, he was cutting up the floor. Nah, he did good. He was cutting up the floor. Pastor Ruben was cutting up the floor. Evan, I think it's Colquitt or Colquitt.
Yeah, Colquitt. Evan was there.
What? Yo, my man can cut up the floor too.
Yo,
so I
wonder if he's on.
He was doing it.
Was
DJ Mike was playing some good music. But let me tell you, I had so much fun with Michael. He's really a good dude, man. I would hang out with him, man. I'm serious. I would go hang out at the mall or the diner and get some grub. I mean, he was cool, man. He had a good personality, always smiling. Had his girlfriend right there. You know what I mean? Took good care of his girlfriend.
Right.
You know,
right.
Made sure we went for a limo ride.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the full on prom experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pictures
it was
and everything. There.
Pictures,
was there
paparazzi, pictures, the photo booth. And then we got in the stretched, I think it was like a Hummer or something. It was like a stretched.
Wow.
Big one. All right. And we get in and it's me, Ashley, Maria. We're sitting on one side. They're sitting on the other side and they are just lighting up. The limo. I mean,
so tell me now, will these pictures be uploaded to like a site?
I'm assuming that
Tim Tebow's website.
I think so. I think what he does is he kind of looks through them all and figures out he's going to use some for his videos and for his page.
Right.
But I know we have tons of them.
Okay.
And I'm sure somehow,
since
somewhere.
It's worldwide. Yeah, there's got to be tons of photos.
Yeah, they'll probably be on our Facebook page or something like that.
Right.
If you just went and saw Ruben, he probably could shoot you some. I'm going to ask him for some, too, because I know he got some of me, and I'm going to need to see them.
you got to check them first?
Yeah, yeah. So Michael's mom, I can't remember her name, but she was so nice, okay? And she sent me some pictures. If you want to see, here, you know what? I'm going to show you right now. Let me see if I can find this. Hold on. There it is. There's.
Need somebody there.
Look at me getting down. Boy, I look good. look, right? Look. There. You just swipe right or left, you'll see him.
Look at this.
Look at that, right? Swipe right.
Need this up on the camera.
We had a great time. Yo, who's calling in right now? Already on the phone line? All right, hold on. Let me answer this.
It was packed.
It was packed, bro. Hold on. Let me answer this real quick. Who's calling in? Overcomers Radio, you're on the air. Hello. Oh, wait. Oop, wrong one. Overcomers Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. It's Faith.
Faith. You know Faith was going to call in. I didn't even tell people to call in and Faith calls in. Yo, she was there tonight, too. Faith, how much fun was that?
Well, listen, I was on the other end of it. I wasn't in the dance floor, but I do have something that I want to share that I really think will help put some purpose behind this amazing, beautiful evening that happened.
Yeah, okay.
At the end, I was handing out the gift bags for all of the guests on their way out.
Mm-hmm.
And a mom stopped and she said, you know, this is the first time in 7 or 8 years that I've had a night for me.
Right, right.
For myself.
Right.
And, you know, with everything that we've been through with John, and I'm not saying it's like this for every parent, but for a lot of parents, it is.
Right.
You know, there's times where I just wanted to rip my hair out and it felt like I was in a jail. I couldn't get away from the pain and the stress and the just frustration of the situation. And when you don't have respite that comes in, you have to rely on God to provide that. And that's exactly what tonight was for, I think, a lot of those parents.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, it was a great night. I mean, it was just a nice night for them, too. They got to just get a little break and get and take, you know, just relax.
Yes.
And it was so nice, you know, and I really appreciate them, especially Michael's mom, trusting her son with me for the night.
Yes.
It was just a great time. Hey, Coleman, see if you can get some headphones and get them on there to make sure it goes through.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not easy to trust somebody. You know, when John went to school for the first time, you know, I cried and I had a long conversation with his teacher and I told her, you know, I'm trusting you with my son. And at that point, we didn't know how long he had to live.
Right, right.
But, you know, just the respite, the parents' hearts, the children's hearts, they enjoy life so much and they should live it abundantly like the rest of us. And for the parents, that's soul food too.
Yes, yes. No, I agree. Yeah. It was just an all around a great night. I really enjoyed it. I hope
I loved it.
I hope I get an opportunity to do it again next year. I hope our church gets involved
with it. Oh, I'll be there.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, I know
you will. I'll be there. I'm going to find it.
And Faith, you looked very nice tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Y'all nice day. All dressed up. So, well, thanks for calling in, Faith.
Everybody was dressed up. Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care.
It was an awesome evening. All right, bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye, Faith.
I'm going to answer this call. Overcomers Radio, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. This is Sherry Conti, Michael Conti's mom.
Hey, Sherry. I couldn't remember your name. I'm so sorry.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Michael and I are sitting... We're sitting here listening to your radio thing, and Michael said, "Hey, let's call in. We can talk to Sean."
That's awesome. That's great, man.
Michael, come say hi. I just wanted to say thank you so much, first of all, because what you guys do, this whole Tim Tebow thing, I have never seen so many volunteers come together in a place like this. And it's amazing for our kids. I mean, our kids don't get to do these types of things that other kids get to do. So the fact that Tim Tebow was able to pull this together so our kids can shine for a night, it's just amazing. It's amazing. And that's number one. Number two, the volunteers are overwhelming, that you guys provide food and massages and, you know, music and goodie bags for the kids. Just the volunteers that showed up, it amazing. Everything was just simply amazing. And as a parent, we really can't thank you enough. And we do not get enough nights like that, trust me. So words do not express, words do not express the appreciation.
Amen. That's
and Michael
great.
Had a great time with Sean.
Listen, I had a great time with your son. Michael was a blast. He's a good guy, man. I was telling the other people, I would just hang out with him anytime. I mean, I would just, you know, go get some coffee, go chill, go for a walk, go to the mall, whatever. He's fun.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, I have your cell number, and then maybe you guys can certainly, get together and, you know, hang out another time. That would be great.
I would definitely be for that.
Yeah, Michael wants to say hi real quick.
All right, put him on.
Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Michael, what's up, man?
What's up? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. Yo, we had a good time, bro.
Oh, I know. I agree. Me too. Same.
Yeah, that was like the best party I've ever been to.
I think you were saying my name on your radio station.
Of course I was saying your name on my radio station. I was trying to tell everybody how much fun I had with you, man. Because you kept me up moving all night, bro. I'm tired. You did a lot of work, and it was nice to meet your girlfriend. You have a beautiful girlfriend, man. I'm telling you what, boy, you got it going on. And he was dressed nice, man. That suit was fly. That suit was fly, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Nah, man. Thank you, man. I had a great time with you. I'm so thankful that you came, and I'm thankful that I got to be your buddy. And I'm hoping we do it again next year. If we do it next year, you got to make sure you come, all right?
All right.
Come, definitely. We'll definitely be there.
I'll be there. I ain't missing nothing.
All right. That's right.
You better be his buddy next year.
Hey, listen. I'm going to try to rig it, all right? I'll do what I can. I don't know if they'll let me, but if I'll do whatever I can to try to get him to be my buddy. So,
okay.
Yeah, and listen, your mom has my number, so if you ever need anything or you want to just get together for a few hours and hang out, feel free, man. I'd love to hang out with you.
All right. Are you sharing my DJ stuff too?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Michael is a DJ, and apparently he says he's good. He says he can rip it on the turntable, so I want to hear. And he can play drums. Michael, you can play drums too, right?
Yeah, I play drums. I play around with them.
Yeah. Fun. All right, so when we get together, you can show me your DJ skills, maybe a little drum action, and then you said you can play. Didn't you tell me you can play basketball?
Oh yes, I can.
All right, now listen. I love basketball too, man, and I got a pretty good shot, so I think I might be able to take you, man. But we'll see what happens.
I don't know. He's a lot of 3-pointers. Michael Conti makes.
See, that's me. I'm a 3-point shooter too, so I guess we're gonna have to have a 3-point contest.
Yeah, or if I play 1-on-1 with you, I'll crash you over.
Oh, man, he just told me he was going to crash on me. Yo, those are fighting words, man.
You better
watch it. Yo, I would love to. We'll get together. Listen, when the weather gets a little nicer, we'll get together. We'll play a little basketball, man.
All right.
Hey, Michael, I really appreciate you, man. I appreciated hanging out with you. Thank you for showing me such a good time, man, tonight.
No problem.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
all right,
man.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey.
Thanks, Sean. Hey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Care.
Thank you. God bless you. Thanks.
We'll be in touch soon.
Yeah,
God
yeah.
Bless
please
you
do.
Too.
Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.
I absolutely will. All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Well, that was cool.
That was cool.
I mean, that was cool, man. They called it. I didn't even put the number up, but they found it.
Yeah.
They was like, "We's calling in."
Oh, they were going to call you. One way or another.
One way or another, they was calling. And I'm glad they did. I'm glad I got to talk to Michael one more time because he was a great guy, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a lot of fun. I enjoyed every minute of it. I'm going to beat him in basketball, though. I just want him to know that. I'm going to beat him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to, you know, I mean, I know he's younger than me, and you're supposed to take it easier on the younger guys, but nah. Not after he said he's going to crash. He said he was going to crash on me.
Yeah, he said if he takes you
one-on-one, he would crash on me.
He's going to crash on you.
What?
Sean, I think you better, pump up them Reeboks.
I'm about to get the Reebok pumps, right? I'm going to bring them out. You know what I mean? I'm going to pump them up a little bit. Get me, you know what I'm saying? Get ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so listen, and you know what I'm going to do? I wish I could televise that live, like Facebook Live the game.
Oh.
So that way everybody could see.
Mm-hmm.
Who's you know what
the
mean?
Better guy?
Yeah, who's the better guy? That's right. I'm gonna figure something out.
Proper plan.
Like Overcomers Radio, right on our Facebook page, and we'll do it from my phone or something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's a bet. So, Michael, make sure you call me, man. We'll get together. Thank you so much.
Make sure you wipe the bottom of your tennis shoes.
I'll make sure they're wiped and good and ready to go. Special shout out to Gretchen Wilkins. She's probably not listening, but she's the one who put this whole thing together, man. Gretchen, you know, Gretchen, yeah, awesome. She's a beast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She just had everything.
She does so much.
And let me tell you, she was kind of lighting up the dance floor too, man.
Oh, yeah.
She was getting down, man.
Got that light.
She was getting up like, what? What?
Lightfoot dancing. What? I think that's what the kids
But she was doing it. She was doing it, man. And then the food, Justin put all the food together. The food was good, man. Food was great. Me and Mike, what did Michael have? Oh, chicken strips, man. He saw the chicken strips. He said, it's over. I'm going to get the chicken strips. Okay. And the mac and cheese, the mac and cheese was banging. Okay.
I'm not a mac and cheese.
I'm not a big mac and cheese guy, but it was good.
Why not?
I know it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I like mac and cheese, but I'm not like an everyday mac and cheese, like, oh, God, I love mac and cheese. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, if I see it, I'll have it, but you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, I like a homemade mac and cheese with salt.
Oh, like, yeah, I like baked.
Yeah, baked, deep baked
three,
mac
five,
and cheese. Right.
Seven cheeses.
Oh, you get me hungry. Chill out. Okay. All right. But I just saw Zaneta put on there. It was so much fun. It was Zaneta. Oh, Josh Cole, it was the Junior Senior Banquet. Thank you. That's what we used to go to when I was in LCA, the Junior Senior Banquet. Shout out to Josh Cole for hooking that up for me. Thank you so much. So anyway, that was Night to Shine. It was a great night. Michael, Brielle, Baquan, Ashley, thank you. Sherry, thank you. All of you, thank you so much. It was just a great, great time. Pastor Ruben, Pastor Russ, ripping up the dance floor. So, let's talk about what's trending. Do we have anything that's trending right now, Coco?
We've got a few things. Let's go down the regular checklist here. We've got Thursdays, actually every day at 4 o'clock, we have the Daily Word. It's a recap of the sermon. From the Sunday before.
So the Sunday before, Daily Word, what's it like? I think it's like 15 or 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
You catch a little, some main points in case you miss Sunday service or you need to recap.
That's right.
To refresh.
You need another refresher.
Need a refresher.
Always good.
Right, right.
As Jimmy would say, you know, you have to...
regurgitate. I don't know, man. That's such
a
weird.
I miss him already.
I love Jimmy. That's such a weird example. You know, you gotta like a cow to regurgitate the word. You know what I mean? Like, that's gross, man. But anyway, go ahead. I get it.
All right.
So that's what's it called again?
The Daily Word.
The Daily Word. Okay.
Yes. And then Thursdays at 4 p.m. we have Conversations with Russ, or as I like to put it, Recess with Russ.
Recess with Russ. Thursdays at 4 o'clock, actually, it's Conversations with Russ. We just like to joke around.
And Ruben.
Russ and Ruben, and a little afternoon R&R. Okay, so that's at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
And what you get to do is you get to listen to Russ and Ruben, Pastor Russ, Pastor Ruben, talk about some topics. And if you have a question, you can call. Can you call in? I think you can call in. They'll take the question, and they'll give it to Pastor. Or you can Facebook Live, because they're on Facebook Live, and you can type it in.
Yeah.
Right, so it's
an
opportunity.
The last one was good.
Right, so that's, did you?
Yeah,
I missed that one.
Yeah.
But I was at my new job, man.
I know. You're living it up.
I love my.
We're
going
to hear about that later.
I'm going to talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, my new job rocks. You know what I mean? When you're in, when you just know.
Hear this.
What?
I said, you hear this? It rocks.
Yeah, it rocks. I mean, when you are in, when you're just, when you know that you know that you know that you're exactly where God wants you to be.
Right.
It is. It's just like a. I can't explain the feeling, but I just know that I know that I know I'm supposed to be there. Anyway, let's go back to Pastor Russ. Nothing about me. So that's at 4 o'clock every Thursday. Listen, just in case you want to know, you can get us Facebook Live. You go to Life Radio NJ?
LifeRadioNJ.com.
Life Radio NJ.com or Life Radio NJ on our Facebook page. If you went there right now, you could watch us for on Facebook Live. Or you can go LifeRadioNJ.com and you can live stream us.
Mm-hmm.
1460 AM and soon to be
92.9.
I wonder when that starts. Joe Crouchman, when does that start?
I think I heard 2 weeks.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Two weeks.
But I could be wrong, so I'm not going to spread any false
reports. Right, we're not going to spread
reports.
So Joe will probably text me and he'll shoot me something. Joe, shoot me something. Let me know when you think that's going to go off. Because that's going to be hot, man.
The reach.
I'm
just thinking about the reach.
The reach, man. People are going to, it's going to really help a lot. Of people, I hope it really helps our show. I mean, I just want people to tune in, man. I want them to hear that that hope is still alive and well, right? That Jesus is still alive, hope is still alive. I don't care what you're going through, what's going on. You can turn to Him, you can put your faith in Him, and He will get you through it. It may not happen right away.
Mm-hmm.
It may not happen how you want it, but it will happen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So, Daily Word, Conversations with Russ.
And you got the, you know, the morning drive through or drive time, I guess.
Yeah, morning drive time. Yep.
With Andrew.
Andrew,
from
my 7 buddy.
7 a.m. to 11. And then you have an afternoon with Candace. From 11 to 4.
So you got...
You don't want to miss these times.
No, they're good.
Candace and Andrew, they bring on good people, good guests.
Yeah, they bring on good guests. I think Candace had on like some local... What's the food place?
Yeah. Oh man. I was just hungry listening to
me
that.
Too,
I
didn't really, man. You know, me
get
too.
To hear the whole thing.
Nah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
So you got Andrew from 7 to 11, morning drive time.
Right.
Then you got Candace in the afternoon from 11 to...
4.
4.
Bingo.
Bingo. So she brings on guests. She does a little... she does some music. Andrew does the same thing. I think Andrew, from what I hear, is going to have Pastor Johnny on, like, sporadically throughout the day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The new pastor, Pastor Johnny Fry, who was also lighting up the dance floor. I couldn't believe it.
What's going on?
I'm saying, man. There was a lot. Everybody was on the dance floor.
I missed it all.
You missed it all. You should have came, man. You would have had some fun.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, well.
You know.
You didn't know about it. What do you mean didn't
know? I didn't know about it. I didn't know I had needed to sign up.
Oh, yeah. You needed to sign up. That was a whole big thing for it. Anyway, right. Well, you come to the next one. You know what I mean?
All right.
No, it was a very, very good time. Anything else trending right now?
Yes, there is two more things, actually. We have a Casting Crowns tour, February 22nd. Friday,
yes,
2019 at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey.
Prudential Center in Newark, February 22nd. Casting Crowns,
right?
And then what's the other one?
Sunday, March 24th, we have the Toby Mac.
Toby
at
Mac?
The same place.
Yo,
the Prudential Center,
the place we can't pronounce. They'll both be there. The Prudential
in
Center.
Newark, so, yes.
Newark. Toby Mac.
7 p.m.
March 24th, 7 p.m. And then February 22nd, 7 p.m. Prudential Center's Casting Crowns.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that means, because you know what? Resonate is the same day as the Toby Mac concert.
Oh.
So that's another thing that's trending.
We won't fault you if you go to the Toby Mac concert.
We
don't
won't.
Show
we
up
won't.
At Resonate. Well, but if you don't go to the Toby Mac concert, you had to show up at Resonate.
Yeah, you have to go to one of them, right?
Right.
Either go to Toby Mac on March 24th at 7, or come to the Resonate concert at Calvary Church, at Somebody's Got a Church in Delran, 317 Conroe Road.
Right.
Doors open at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a killer concert.
Go and be blessed.
Right. I can't wait to go to the next one.
Right.
I'm really going to try. I'm telling you, I'm going to try very hard to book them to come to Teen Challenge.
Oh.
And have a resonate night. You know what I mean?
Get the locals up there, huh?
Yeah. What do you mean locals up there?
Well, you know, have the churches up there come together.
Well, let's start with this one, though.
Okay.
And then they can, maybe we can, yeah, that's a good idea, though. Maybe we could do that. You know, it's a little different up there, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
You know, I lived up in that area.
I don't know how many Amish are jumping on electric guitars and jumping off the stage, but, you know, whatever. We'll see what we can find. So, listen, you can win tickets for those concerts. Ready? Listen up. If you are listening and you want to try to get to win tickets to one of those concerts, right, all you have to do is text Life Radio, LIFERADIO, all one word, to this number, 345-345. Life Radio, all one word, to 345-345. Send that out, and then you're going to get a reply, and it's going to say, enter your email address. Enter your email address, send that back, and boom, you are now entered to win concert tickets to either Casting Crowns February 22nd or Toby Mac March 24th. So make sure you do that. 345-345, that's the number you have to text to, and then you text Life Radio, all one word. Okay, so what we're going to do, is there anything else I got to talk about before we try to go to our topic or no? Are you like waving to people on the laptop there?
Well, it looked like our feed had froze for a moment, so I was trying to.
It probably does. I mean, it might have. Yeah. I don't know. So is there anything else we got to talk about?
I don't know.
Joe Crouchman said, well, we're going to talk about our topic, but I just want to make sure. Joe Crouchman said end of February. So you were kind of right, like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
What's it now?
It's roughly, you know, the 8th.
Is it the 8th? Right?
9th.
I don't know what day it is. Is it the 8th?
Yeah.
All right, Tom knows it's the 8th.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
he
it is.
For sure.
Look, I'm looking at my watch. He said it's the 8th. I'm looking at my phone right now. It is the 8th. So the end of February. So 20 days, about 20 days, maybe a couple weeks, something like that. We're going to be on FM 92.9. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
So the topic for tonight is, what the heck is the topic for tonight?
It's letting go.
No, I kind of like letting go. It's not actually letting go. It's more like, hold on, man, what? Oh, letting go. Yes, it is letting go. You're right. Sorry.
Sometimes.
Well, I thought, but letting go to move forward.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
Now, when you think about that, letting go, if you let, if you're holding on to a rope, right, you know, and you let go, which way do you go usually?
Down.
You go backwards. Yeah, you don't go forward. You go back. So it doesn't even sound like that whole thing makes sense. I'm going to let go so I can move forward.
Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense. But if you're dragging something from behind you, right, and it's heavy and you can't move, right, and you're trying to walk forward and it's keeping you from moving, and then you let it go, then what happens?
Oh, you're propelled.
That's, you're not just going forward. You're, man, that was a good word, Cole.
Well,
you are propelled forward. You're not just moving forward. You're propelled forward. At least as it went first time viewing and listening, yay, God bless you all. Morales, Martha. Hey, thank you so much. All right, praise the Lord. Elise De Jesus, listen on the app. Laugh out loud, my computer won't live stream. It's all good. Listen, live stream. We don't care how you do it. Oh, man. Monique says she's got me dancing in her video.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I caught that.
No, what?
I caught that. I didn't see the video, but I caught her post.
Monique.
Monique,
do not in any which way, shape, or form.
Monique. At least post messenger
that. Please do not messenger that. Nothing. Okay. I got no. Not to Coleman. Not to anybody. I have rights on that thing. I can sue you. I think I can do something. I can do something. I can sue you. There's got to be something I can do to you if you do that.
He won't sue you.
All right. So here's I won't sue you. I won't sue you. Seriously, I won't. All right. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take a quick break, and then we're gonna talk a little bit about letting go to move forward. I'm going to play a quick song, and then we will be right back once I get this thing to work. There we go.
Lately I've been reeling, watching the nightly news. Don't seem to find the rhythm, just wanna sing the blues. Feels like a song that never stops. Feels like it's never gonna. Gotta get that fire back in my bones before my heart turns into stone. So won't somebody please pass the megaphone? I'll shout it on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hear my prayer tonight. I'm singing to the sky. Give me strength to raise my voice. Let me testify.
Yeah, I really like that song.
I felt like at the end it should have just ramped right back up.
Yeah, it should have ramped back right. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Give me another boom, 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 boom. That's how the music was at the Night to Shine tonight, though, man.
Uh-huh.
It was rocking.
Yeah, it was. It was. I had a great time.
You weren't even at Night to Shine. What are you talking about?
I thought you were talking
Resonate?
About Resonate.
Oh, Resonate. Yeah. Oh, Resonate was cool, too.
I've got Resonate on my mind.
You got Resonate on your mind now. Yeah, yeah. See?
My bad.
That's all right. Next time. Yeah, so Night just, oh, Evan just jumped on. Yo, Evan, my man, lighting up the dance floor. Yo, he was killing it.
I think I got to close out some stuff.
Out and then open back up. Anyway, that was good. That's what the music was like, man. It was a good time. So, all right, so here's what we're going to do. We are going to talk about letting go to move forward. Oh, Evan said I was killing it. Thank you, Evan. I was trying, brother. All right, you know what I mean? I'm getting older. I don't have all that moves like I used to have. Will DeBose, you're a good dude too, man. Praise the Lord, man. I love Jesus, man. That's all I care about. I just love Jesus. I just want to give people Jesus. I want to give people hope, man.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
God save me, man. He can save everyone. He can save other people, man. If you need him, he is available. And we just want to be available to talk to you about it. So, I love Faces of Change. Faces of Change. Yo, next week. Hey, Will, listen up. Will and Lucy, because, you know, I started my new job, so I'm very busy at Teen Challenge up in Rearsburg. And I forget to, like, you know, let people know what they're supposed to be doing for the radio show. So next week, we have Overcomers Group, right? Friday at 7, and then we have the show. I need you guys to come next week, all right? I need you guys to come next week. I need you to deliver a message. Yes, please come. Please. Everybody wants you to come. Everybody was so disappointed. Everybody was so upset last week when I told them, like, they're not going to make it. They're like, oh, no. It's all good, though. So please, if you can, let me know. Come next Friday, if you can. Come to the group, and then we'll do Will's testimony. And you, too, a little bit. Lucy, we love to hear you both speak. Hear about Face of Change. Hear your story, man. All the things you guys are doing down there. The boots on the ground, making it happen. So if you can come, please let me know. I'd love to have you guys. So you can Facebook message me or whatever, call, send it to my wife, whatever, you know. So that's next Friday. So, yeah. Were you playing it back? I'm like, I just heard myself. Sounded like the hill monster. Hey, Cindy, what's up, girl? I see you on Facebook Live. It just came through now. I don't know how long you've been on, but thanks for tuning in. All right, so listen, we're going to talk a little bit about letting go to move forward. And what I just said was sometimes if you're trying to pull something, if you're pulling something, you know, and it's behind you, right? Right?
Right.
And you're trying to drag something, you have to let it go so that you can move forward. And Coleman really pointed out to the point that when you let it go, it propels you forward.
Right.
Because you're walking with a lot of force. You're pulling. You're walking. You're bam, bam, stretching. You're just dragging this thing. And then boom, you let it go. And you're like a rocket.
Right.
Boom. All of a sudden, you're just moving. You're cruising. Right, Tom?
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
What happens if you have too much strain?
That's right.
Too much resistance.
Yes.
And that resistance is going to put a lot of strain on that rope.
That's right. That's
that
right.
That rope will break.
That's right.
And where are you going to go?
Where are you going to go?
Zoom.
Zoom. That's right.
It's like a rubber band.
That's right. So let me just, let me give you a couple quotes that I just found that I like about this, okay? I forgot. Helen, thank you. Prayer warriors are on Saturdays.
Yes, that's yes. right.
And Harry listen, Brown. That is probably one of the most important shows that we have on this radio station.
Oh, unequivocally.
Okay. Good word. Good stuff, man. Unequivocally. He just dropped some knowledge on everybody right there. What I love about Prayer Warriors is that they're on from 10:30 on Saturday to 11:30 on Saturday. Yo, Danielle, what's up, girl? Yo, Danielle Vitella, she did not stop dancing the entire night.
Oh, yeah?
She can get... she can get down, man. She's a lot of fun. Yo, she's a fun woman. I'm going to tell you what. She knows how to have a good time. Clapping. Woo! You know, she's a screamer. Woo! Dancing, jumping. Yeah, she was good. Danielle, I had a great time with you tonight. It was a lot of fun. What was I going to say? What was I just about to say before Danielle?
You got me.
Oh, man. Oh, quotes. I was going to share some quotes. Sorry. Okay. So I found some quotes to talk about letting go so that you can move forward. Here's C.S. Lewis. You ready? Getting over a painful experience is much like crossing monkey bars. You have to let go at some point in order to move forward. So you can't stay on that same monkey bar. You got to let go of one. you know, and then you got to move forward to the next one.
That's a right? great illustration.
That's a great illustration. I like that. D.L. Moody says, let God have your life. He can do more with it than you can. I mean, yeah, right. But the funny thing is, it sounds real practical.
Right.
But it's true. Right? Listen to what he says. He says, let God have your life. Mm-hmm. He can do more with it than you can. I mean, let's go, people, for real. Yes, Bound for Life. 345-345. All one, no dash in between it. That's what the number you're going to text to. And then it's Life Radio, all one word. 345-345, you text to that. Life Radio, all one word. That'll get you entered to win tickets. Make sure you respond, though, to the email request, okay? Let go of the past so that God can open the door to your future.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, this one's a good one, too. It hurts to let go, but sometimes it hurts more to hold on.
Doesn't it, though?
Come on, man.
Doesn't it, though?
Come on. Let me read that again. I don't even know who said that, but it was on there, and I'm like, man, that is good, okay? It hurts to let go, but sometimes it hurts more to hold on. Ain't that the truth? Here's another one. When you finally let go of something, when you finally let go, something better comes along.
It's true.
I agree with that. You agree with
that? I got to put my hands up on that one.
Hands up. Why?
Well, because it's true. I recently went through that.
Okay. And what does that mean? What do you mean you went through that? Tell us a little
bit. Well, last year I was divorced. I got divorced.
Okay.
And I felt like I was, you know, had sacrificed everything throughout the 10 years. Or 10 or so years. It was about 9 years we were married, 10 years that we knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
When I let go, it was amazing how things just started to build back up.
Right.
I mean, tenfold.
Right.
You know, I mean, who was expecting a brand new car? Who was expecting a brand new house?
Right, right,
you know, all of these things, a promotion at the job, you know, a stable position. I used to be a contractor flying across the country all the time, weary, tired, worn
right.
out.
Right,
and I have a place that's my drive time to work will probably make a lot of you guys mad, but it's only 9 to 11 minutes.
Well, and it's yeah, you know, but
but yeah, letting go of something that really wasn't meant for me, even though I tried to hold on, when I finally gave in and said, okay, this is yours. When I placed it, gave it back, I said, I trust you, Yah. I trust you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things just started to come in like a flood.
Right, right, right. And you know what? Not even just like, let me tell you for you personally, for what I've noticed when I've seen you, not just tangible things though, and you have been blessed with them and they're great, and that's God. I mean, that's what God does, right?
Oh,
he
yeah.
provides. But your overall demeanor, the joy inside of you has, from when I saw you, when it kind of like, when it first happened, I remember when it first happened, and you right. were kind of, you know, you just, you know, it was tough. It was a tough time, tough season.
I was lost.
I get it. It was, yeah right. But once you let that go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once you kind of just let it go and just kind of focused on Christ, you just kind of focused mm-hmm. on Yahuwah, right?
Right.
Like you like to say.
Yes.
When you just kept your eyes on that, that's when we could really start, you could really start seeing a change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was spending a lot of late nights and long into the early morning praying and
right.
reading,
yeah,
seeking I can't express enough
right.
how much that you must seek
yeah.
after Yahweh.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
must run, you chase after him.
That's right.
And that's right. Man, he if you do that and you're sincere about it,
yeah,
I mean,
you could. It makes a difference. It makes a change in your life.
It really does.
Okay. It's inevitable, right? It's not going to not happen. Okay.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Right.
It's not going to not happen.
It's
not going to not happen. So it's going to happen is what I'm trying to say, right?
Is that
what
I was
trying
to say?
Okay.
Bingo.
I confused myself there real quick. All right. So it's definitely going to happen. Okay. Now, again, it may not happen exactly when you want it to.
No.
It may not happen exactly how you want it to. That's just something that we have a lot of problems with when we do this too. We have a expectation or a predetermined outcome of how we think it should happen, or an
right.
expectation of how it shouldn't happen. And then when it doesn't, we get angry and we stop letting go,
mm-hmm.
and we grab onto the anchor again, and then we drag it with us, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I have one more quote. Listen to this one. This one's cool. Ready? Oh, I got to find it. I almost lost it. All right. The quote is, this is good. Ready? To heal your wound, you need to stop touching it.
True.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To heal your wound, you have to stop touching it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're only contaminating it.
That's right. But that's good. That's right. You only contaminate, right? That's now, right. Or you can heal it, right, with mm-hmm. the healing balm, right? There's a medication put on it, yeah. Right? So
there is a balm in Gilead.
That's bam. All mm. right. I brought in a little Old Testament action up in that piece.
Oh, you know I love that Old
Testament. I know you love that Old Testament. So here's one thing that I would say what letting go to move forward is, and I think a lot of us miss this because, you know, I'm a bit, you know, with the cliche with me, I hear it all the time. Mm. Okay, let go and let God. Everybody says let go and let God.
Right, right.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. But what does that mean? No, all right, well, I'm letting go, God, and then that's it? I mean, that's not it. I mean, that just can't be it, right?
Without works is
right.
Dead.
I mean, so what does that mean when you say let go and let God? And here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to message. Coleman's watching him now. I'm kind of trying to follow him, but I think I'm a little behind.
Man, my feet hasn't moved. And
no, I know. Mine's stuck, yeah. Right? So, but anyway, just put a message on. It'll come through eventually. We'll be able to see it, and we can answer it later. We got a lot of comments, 101 comments right now.
That's
awesome. That's awesome. Praise the Lord. Put a comment in there. Let us know what you think about that as far as letting go and letting God. What does that mean? You know, let me see if I can get on here and see the whole thread here. Let me see if I can find this thing. Maybe not. I don't know. All right. Letting go, letting God. Tell us what that means. Or if you have let something go, something that really, you had to let go that you saw once you did that and you started applying some other things to your life with letting go, probably like pressing forward, reading to the word, praying, whatever, and you saw breakthroughs, message us or call us. You can even call us. I don't care. I'll take a call. 609-614-3801. So I'm going to give you a verse here. Ready? Right. This is what a lot of people miss.
Okay.
And see if you can pick up what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So Proverbs 4:25-27, it says, let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left, but keep your foot from evil.
Oh, come on, man.
Okay. What do you think? What do you think? So it says, let me tell you. I'm just going to tell you anyway.
Okay.
So a lot of us, we let go and let God, but we keep our eyes on the same things that we were looking at before. Right?
Are we pulling a Lot's wife?
You're either turning back and looking at that old stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to let go and let God. Right. But then I'm going to keep my eyes focused on, let's just say, I have lustful eyes, lust for certain things, you know. I'm gonna let go. I'm going to let God. I'm going to move forward, man. I'm done with drug addiction. That's good.
Yeah.
When you have to let go, that means let go of everything.
How many times have we let go of drug addiction before?
Right. But we picked it back up. Yeah. You know why though? Because even though we might have stopped using, we didn't stop seeing. We didn't stop. It says, look your eyes straight ahead. Mm-hmm. Fix your gaze directly before you, right? Keep your eyes straight on the prize, right? Mm-hmm. The high calling of Jesus Christ. So we start seeing things to the left. We start seeing things to the right. I might not be using, but I'm going to lust after this woman, mm-hmm. right? Or I'm going to lust after this money. Let me get this money.
What was that Proverbs again?
Proverbs 4:25-27. You look it up in a different translation?
No. Oh, someone on Facebook wanted to know.
Proverbs 4:25-27. It says, give careful thought to the path for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Listen, when he says give careful thought to the paths of your feet, he's saying think about what you're doing.
Doing first.
Right. Think before you act. Think about what you're doing. Be steadfast in all your way. Consistent. Mm-hmm. Right? You can't just let go, let God, and then just, I'm not going to use no more, but I'm just going to keep living my life the way I want to. Mm-hmm. It's not letting go and letting God. You know what the chances of you falling back into drug addiction because you didn't let go completely?
Right.
Are like 99.9999999%. Right?
Yeah.
Or to whatever thing you're dealing with, right? You have to keep your eyes straight ahead, fix your eyes directly before you, careful, think about what you're doing, and be consistent and steadfast in all your ways. He says, don't turn to the right or to the left, but keep your foot from evil. Mm. I'm not going to use anymore, but I'm going to hang out with dudes who do.
I know you're a stickler for what the word really means.
Okay.
Instead of using it in the wrong context.
Okay.
But it, I'm kind of getting a feeling that you got to dust, you know, dust off your feet.
Yeah. Yes.
And walk.
Right.
Make new prints.
Make new print. Go.
Yeah.
Right. Right. You know what the secret to success is?
What's
Seriously,
that?
You know what the secret to success is?
What's that?
Just start.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just yeah. start. Why are you waiting? What are you waiting for? Mm-hmm.
Jimmy put it really good last week. He said, the journey of a 1,000 miles begins with one step,
right? Yeah. Right. Yeah. The problem is we look at the journey and we're like, oh my gosh, I got to go 1,000 miles.
I know.
And then we just turn around.
Focusing on the wrong thing.
Focus on that one step, mm-hmm. right? Right. All right. So I have a couple other scriptures I want to talk about. Set your minds on things above, not earthly things. Colossians 3:2. So we have a habit. We let go and we let God. And then we still focus on earthly things. All right, we're worried about what am I gonna, where am I gonna live? You know, I mean, I live here, but I want to get a bigger house, or I need to make more money, or I need to, you know, I need more friends, right?
Yes.
I need a better job, you know.
Right.
We're focusing and we put a lot of attention on those things, and the Lord calls us to listen. Just stop for a second, basically saying, just stop and just focus forward, right? Stop worrying about things, earthly things, and worry about the things of me.
Would that be like being still?
Being still. Be still, right? Mm-hmm. Being still, right?
Absolutely.
Just be still. Think about me for a second. Now, I'm not saying be still and do nothing, because you know me, I'm not that type of guy.
Yeah,
right?
None of us should be.
Right.
No.
Being still says, let me just focus on the Lord. And let me do the things that God would want me to do. That's how I look at being still.
Mm-hmm.
Being still meaning stop. Still the world around you, mm-hmm. okay? And keep God, you know, in front of you.
Yeah.
Right?
I used to use the analogy of being in a whirlwind, being in a tornado.
Yeah.
You have to be still and start taking one thing out at a time. You can't attack everything at once, because you'll get caught up in the whirlwind yourself and get hit with all of those obstacles
That's
and be
right.
damaged.
That's right. Yeah.
So you have to be still.
Right. All right. And then my favorite verse of all right? Not my favorite verse, but it's what I use to talk about letting go and letting God.
Uh-huh.
And why yes, you have to do that, but what is the other thing? What are some of the other tangible things you have to do to actually move forward, right?
Right.
So you let go, let God. It says Philippians 3:13-14, if you're listening, ready? Brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind me, and I press on forward to what is ahead.
Yes.
See, press is an action, mm-hmm. right? He didn't say I sit and do nothing and just let go and let God. He says, I forget about what's behind me. I let go of that,
mm-hmm.
right? I let go.
Right.
And then I let God. But while I'm letting God, I press on.
Right.
I press forward. Press into the word. Press into prayer. Mm-hmm. Press into the church, right?
Right.
Right.
There's a difference between stagnant water and running water.
And it most definitely, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
What is the difference, you know?
Well, in stagnant water, you can get all kind of growth and diseases and stuff.
Yeah.
But running water will stay fresh.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Right.
Now, you take a baby. Mm-hmm. After you train that baby from crawling and let him start walking, and he'll walk, take a couple of steps at a time,
mm-hmm.
he's going to bottom out.
Right.
When he bottom out, he's going to look around at you, look around at mommy, and he's going to say, what happened?
Yeah.
You yeah. pick him back up.
Yeah.
And he gets up. He won't go the same direction.
No.
But he's going to get up and try to walk again.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have to do.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
Even when you thing. Press on, if you mm-hmm. fall, you don't back. Stand. Don't stay there.
Mm-hmm. Knock the dust off.
Knock the dust off your feet.
Keep
get
on
up
going.
And keep on going.
That's
right?
It.
God has a plan for you. He's got hope and life for you.
That's right?
Right. And either you can sit and watch it go by, mm-hmm. or you can get up and go get it.
Right? This is why we say hope is alive and well.
What time is it, man? Man, it's 10:54 already?
Yeah, we got to do that station ID.
Oh, man, I totally forgot. Joe Crouch, I'm so sorry. I'm supposed to do the station identification and the Fox News thing at beginning of the hour and at the top of the hour. Yeah. And I totally, like, miss the middle of the hour one all the time. Yeah. So, well, we got a few minutes. Listen, first of all, I just want to say thank you for all for listening, man.
Thank you.
All right, listen, and I really want you to think about letting go. I understand letting go, right? But I want you to press on. Press forward, right?
Right.
And when I say press forward, the secret of that is, what are you going to press into, right? Don't press into making more money. Don't press into, you know what, I'll just get a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Or don't press into, you know, I'll make more friends, or I'll get a nicer car, or I'll get a bigger house, or I'll make more money. What's that pressing into? It's nothing.
Right.
It's something that is not infinite. It's nothing. Something that has no power. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a short-term fix, kind of like drug addiction.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, taking a smoke of crack.
Oh, come on.
Right?
Yeah.
Or taking a shot of dope. Right. It's a short-term fix to you can't fix a long-term problem with a short-term fix.
That's right.
Right? Short-term compromises destroy long-term goals. Okay? So when you press on the things that is eternal, that keeps going. Press on to Christ, press into his word, press into prayer. Get around good people, because let me tell you, none of us is as smart as all of us.
Mm.
None of us is as smart as all of us. So get around people who can help you press on.
That's right.
Because none of us
are more positive.
None of us are smart as all of us. So I have two questions I'm going to leave with you. I leave these every week from now on. I left them last week. I'll leave them again.
Mm.
Ready? These are questions that if you ask yourself this every day and you follow through with it, you will grow mightily.
All right.
Okay. Question number one is, what are you doing to develop yourself?
Mm.
What are you doing to develop yourself? Are you reading the word? Right? Are you involved in some type of group that can help you grow? Are you reading a book outside of the Bible that has biblical principles that can help you grow? Maybe a leadership book, something like that. Are you listening to Overcomers Radio Hour? Because that'll help you grow.
Surrounding yourself,
right. So question number one is, what are you doing to develop yourself? And question number two is, what are you doing to develop others? Okay. What are you doing to develop other people? It's our duty, right? If I learn something, right? If I learn something in leadership, if I learn something biblical, if I learn something and I'm with you, I should be sharing that with you. If I'm seeing growth in my life and it's making me become an overcomer, I should be sharing that with you because that's going to help you. Mm-hmm. See, God just doesn't give you things for yourself, right? Because a fruit tree can't do what?
Can't eat its own fruit.
Right. You ever see a fruit tree eat its own fruit, people? Let me ask you something. Charlene Cotton, I see you on there. Can a fruit tree eat its own fruit? No.
Mm.
Right? God gives you something, that fruit is for who? Someone else.
That's right.
Right. Someone else. All right, people. So listen, it's 10:57 and I'm beat. All that dancing. Michael had me lighting up the dance floor. Brielle, Baquan, Ashley, all them. Pastor Russ, Pastor Ruben, a whole night to shine. Thanks. Charlene Cotton was light. No, Charlene Cotton is crazy, man. She's fun. We had a good time.
That's my girl.
Yeah, yeah. She's cool. We had a good time, man. It was a lot of fun. I'm tired. So I'm going to call tonight, people. Listen, thank you for all who tuned in, listened in, Facebook lived in, live streamed in, AM'd in, whatever. Thank you for all the comments, for the call-ins.
Yes,
thank you, Michael and Sherry. I think Sherry was Michael's mom. Was it Sherry? It was Sherry, I think.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm tired in my brain. But thank you for calling in, listening. Michael,
Josh Cole,
all them. Will, Lucy. Will, Lucy, don't forget next. Oh, they said yes, we're in. I hope that means for next Friday. So, looks like
we'll be facing. Yeah, yeah. I saw
that.
Yeah,
see that?
They're going to bring whoever wants to come.
Yeah, yo, bring. I hope they bring their people, man. Just come.
Carl Smith. Congratulations on 30 days.
Carl Smith, congratulations. Yes, congratulations.
Awesome.
Listen.
Keep up the great work.
That's developing yourself.
That's right.
Right? I'm going to cut one thing out of my life mm-hmm. that can hurt me. Right?
Yes.
Carl,
yes.
That's developing yourself. Thank you, people. Lucy says she's in rain or shine. Hello, babe. I see my wife there talking about Charlene Cotton. All right. So anyway, listen, guys, I love you all. Thank you so much. Thank you for always just being faithful, tuning in, following in. Faithful Faith, thank you for calling in. We love you guys. I'm going to play the top of the hour Legal ID, put on some music, and I'm going to call it a night. You guys have a wonderful evening.
Be blessed.
Thank you, and God bless.
This is Life Radio WIFI 1460 AM, Florence, Burlington.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. The accusations grow, and so do calls for Virginia's lieutenant governor to step down or be impeached. That after a second woman accuses Justin Fairfax of sexual assault.
First, that issue of impeachment. Patrick Hope, Virginia State Delegate.